Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me here today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com. Now imagine if someone offered you the opportunity to attend a lecture that was conducted by God Himself. In this lecture, God would give you the keys to success in this life and beyond. Now, what would you pay to attend a lecture like that? You know, sometimes you see TED Talks. Those are very popular talks that different people give about aspects of life and how to achieve success. And they're very well attended. People are really interested in what other humans have to say from their experience. Now imagine God giving one of these. What would people pay to get into something like that? I don't think a price could be too high. It would be a very exclusive group if you could get into something like that. Well, of course, the truth is that lecture is available right now. And what does it cost? What's the price? Well, it's the price of a Bible. Those aren't too hard to come by. And then it takes your time and attention. The Bible is God speaking. It's God giving a lecture. Now, God has a history of talking to man. He has directly spoken to people at times. And we'll take a look at a few of these examples to begin with today. The first one is in Genesis 17. And if you have a Bible, it'd be great to get it out, and we could go through these passages together. Genesis 17, the first three verses. It says, "And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Eternal appeared unto Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be you perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him." God talked with him. So there was no Bible at that time, not like what you and I would read today. And so God spoke directly to Abram, who later had his name changed to Abraham. God changed his name later on. And of course, Abraham listened, as you would listen, and so would I. You know, if God began to speak to us and we heard his voice, we would listen, wouldn't we? Well, God does speak to us through the Bible today. And at times he has spoken directly to human beings. Moses is another example of someone who God spoke to. Notice this in Exodus 33 and verse 11. One quick passage here. It says, "And the Eternal spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaks unto his friend." Now think about the great conversations that you have with your close friends. You know, really deep conversations, and you can get to share ideas and thoughts, encourage each other, hear each other's concerns. Well, God spoke to Moses like that, face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Now, sometimes people think of God as being far removed and very impersonal. But God is not that way. He's not that way. He spoke to Moses like a friend. And too often, we are the ones who are far away from God. And if we feel that God's far away and he's removed, well, it's because we're the ones that aren't drawing close enough to him. If God feels far away to you, then examine your life and see if you are putting in the effort to get close to him. Right? If we draw close to God, he'll draw close to us and have a conversation with us. Moses and him spoke like friends. They were friends. And we can speak to God and in prayer, and God can speak to us through his word today, through the Bible. What's on God's mind? What's he thinking about? What are his goals? What are his plans? What are his concerns? What's his advice for you? Well, it's all in the Bible. Who was this God that spoke to Abram and Moses? The Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course, which is a free course of thetrumpet.com, it says this: the God being who actually spoke to them and the children of Israel was the one who became Jesus Christ. He was the God of the Old Testament. It was the God who became Jesus Christ. That's who was speaking to Abram. That's who was speaking to Moses and to the children of Israel. And to study a lot more into that fact, and that's a deep study, but you can look at Lesson 8 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. And again, sign up for that. That's free at thetrumpet.com, and you can get into the scriptures that prove that the God of the Old Testament, the one speaking to Abraham and to Moses and the children of Israel, that is the God being who became Jesus Christ. He was the Word of God. And of course, when we read the Bible, we're reading the Word of God in print. Now, Abraham and Moses heard God speak. Ancient Israel heard God speak his law to them from Mount Sinai. You can read about that in Exodus 20 and in Deuteronomy 5. But in most cases, God speaks to us from his Bible today. That's how we get into the mind of God. It's by studying his Word. Now, God put his words there in the Bible. Notice how he did this. This is in Zechariah 7 and verse 12. Zechariah 7 and verse 12. It says, yes, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Eternal of Hosts has sent by his Spirit by the former prophets. The phrase in his spirit there should be rendered by his spirit, which is why I read it that way. By his spirit. And so that's how God placed his words in the Bible. The correspondence course says, through his spirit, God gave his prophets the words they were commanded to speak on his behalf. And they were written down as part of the holy scriptures. Those are the Holy Scriptures. In Romans, Paul shows us that what God inspired through the prophets are in fact part of the Holy Scriptures. Notice this in Romans 1, verses 1 through 2, just to nail down this point. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. So God inspired those prophets with his words, and they wrote them down. And that's God speaking. That's God giving a lecture. That's God giving instruction. That's God giving warning, giving correction, giving encouragement, speaking to us like a friend. We read about that in the Bible, and we have access to it today. Imagine if you didn't have access to a Bible. That would be a terrible thing. But yet, because there are so many copies of the Bible available, it's easy to take it for granted. That's God's mind in the Bible. The correspondence course says, similar to how the voices of modern speakers have been recorded, God's words have been recorded in a book, the Holy Bible. There is no other book that records the words of God. That's why the Bible is so important. You know, maybe you've read a really excellent autobiography at some point, or a biography. And in that book, you get to know the historical figure because of the history and because of their words and what they said and what they did and the history of their lives that is recorded. And you feel at the end of the book, if it's written well, you feel like you know the person. You know, I read a biography of Abraham Lincoln, and at the end of it, I felt like, you know, I knew President Lincoln a little bit. Certainly felt left a bit of a friendship with him from reading that book. Well, how much more so the Bible? Abraham Lincoln's dead. God's not dead. His word is a powerful and active truth that when we put it into use in our lives, it produces wonderful results. So we need to pay very close attention to what God had written down for us to read. God could have put anything in the Bible, but he only put in certain things, things that we need to understand, things that are important for us. And we have to pay very close attention to what God had written down. Now, one of the things that God made sure was written in the Bible was the history of ancient Israel. He made sure that that was recorded. We need to know about the history of ancient Israel. It's one of the things that God knew and said, look, this is very important. I'm going to have this written down. Notice why it's so important for us. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11. It says, now all these things happened unto them for examples. Talking about the history of ancient Israel. It says, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. We're admonished here by these examples in the Bible. God wants us to look into his word to learn how to think and to act. Now, ancient Israel, they had God's government and they had his law, but they didn't have God's Holy Spirit. And so they failed to obey God. History is there. They just failed to obey him. They said that they would, and then they would go astray. And we are to learn from their mistakes. Make sure we don't repeat them. And at times there was some good history too, and some successes, especially by the leaders. And so we can learn from their examples also. But it's there for us to learn from. That's why we have to get into it. We're not going to learn from it if we don't study it, if we don't read it. God wants to communicate a message to you and to me through his Bible. And there's a lot to learn in there, including the examples of ancient Israel. There's something there for us to learn and to understand. And the other point of emphasis here in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11 is that we are the generation upon whom the ends of the world are come. That's what is written there. Those examples of ancient Israel are for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. People will have a hard time believing that in many cases. You know, they'll say, oh, come on, the world's going to come to an end, the world that we see about us. There's no way. It'll always go on. But remember, that's what they said in many civilizations. They thought things would always go on. And yet, we read the history of those great empires of the past that fell. Now, there's a bigger change than that coming. God's word talks about it. Where man won't rule over man anymore under the sway of Satan, but God will rule. That's a big change that's coming. But we are here at this time period that God has talked about, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Take a look around at society. Look how it's unraveling. Look at all the different problems. Just even in the last 6 months or so, things are getting intense. People are getting concerned, and rightfully so. And God wants us to learn some lessons and look back to ancient Israel. Those things were written for our admonition. But we have to dig into the Word of God, the mind of God, and let him talk to us like a man talks to his friend. Christ told us to watch and pray. That's in Mark 13, verse 33. There's a few other passages as well where he says that. Watch and pray. Pay attention to what's going on. And also pay attention to the history of ancient Israel. Only the Bible can teach us the lessons of ancient Israel. Where else would we learn about it? Where else would we learn about them? You could look at some secular history and you see a few things here and there that confirm what the Bible teaches, but it's more of the, you know, history of a battle or two. We don't get the deep lessons, the deep understanding on that huge swath of history. We don't get that from any other place other than the Holy Bible. The Bible's God speaking. We have to be good listeners. Notice this passage in Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God talking here, writing more about how he speaks to us today. It says, God, who at sundry times and in different manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Right, that's Christ. He made all things through him. Again, Christ was the God of the Old Testament. And of course, he was the Word and became Jesus Christ. But Christ's words have been preserved for us in the Bible. The prophets had a lot to speak for God, and they did, and it was written down. And then Christ came, the very Son of God, the God of the Old Testament, and he had a lot to say and a lot to teach. And his words are recorded as well, and they're in the Bible. Notice what Christ said. These are his own words in Matthew 24, verses 34 through 35. He said, Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So when you think about what's of value, what's going to last, well, anything in this world really will pass away, but God's words won't pass away. Those words will remain. That history, that wisdom, that understanding, that instruction. You know, sometimes when young people are getting their education, they might stop and think a little more long-term and say, well, what can I study that's going to be valuable down the road? Because things change. And sometimes a technology will change or something will change. And so what should a person study into to have a long-term career? And that's something people would think about, I think, in terms of physical knowledge. God's words are not going to pass away. This is eternal education. This is the type of knowledge that will last even after everything we see about us passes away. The Bible's very clear. There'll be a new heavens and a new earth. But God's words won't pass away. Christ came, and he delivered God's word as well. He spoke. He spoke the words of God. And he spoke what his Father instructed him to speak, and those words are recorded. And then the apostles of God were inspired, and much of their writings are recorded. And so it helps us to understand what's on God's mind. It shows us what he's thinking. The Bible is God speaking to us. And he did it through a variety of authors. There are different authors, prophets, apostles, but it's God's words through those men. And those words will not pass away. We can have a great friendship, a great relationship with God. We can get to know him so very well by studying into his word. And just like Moses, you know, we can develop a relationship with him, to where we speak to him like a friend, and he speaks to us through the Bible. You know, Moses was in a different situation, and God did speak to him face to face, but in principle, we can have that depth of friendship with God by studying his word, really drawing close to him, putting that word of God in front of our face, right, and being face to face with God in that sense, studying his word and studying what he says. The Correspondence Course notes that the Gospels, as well as other New Testament books, were written by eyewitnesses to the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. You can read about that in Luke 1, Acts 1, Peter 1, and 1 John 1. There's all these examples of course, those first century writers. And they experienced life with Christ. They lived with him. Those apostles had experience with him. They were eyewitnesses to his life and to his teachings. And even Paul was taught by him directly, even though it was after Christ's death and resurrection. And so they recorded what our Savior taught and spoke. They wrote it down. They had that experience. I mean, imagine if you were talking to the Apostle Peter today, what would you ask him? Well, probably the one of the first things we'd ask, and the thing we'd ask the most often was, so tell us about Christ, you know, how was he and what was that like? And maybe he'd say something similar to what Christ said to them, which is, If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, right? They said to Christ, well, show me the Father. He said, look, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Peter might say to us, well, you've read about it. You know Christ. You've read about it. You've studied it. We wrote down what you needed to know, what God wanted you to know. And so, of course, it would still be a fascinating conversation to have. But the things that we need to know, they're written down in the Bible. They're written down. It's God speaking to us if we'll listen and if we'll look at it and if we'll heed it. God is speaking today. He speaks. And we need to understand what he teaches through his word. And there are a lot of tools to help us. Sometimes people sit down and, you know, might open the Bible and read a few things and feel like, well, I don't quite understand this. This is a bit confusing. There are tools to help. One of those is the course that we talk about often on this program. It's the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. That's a free course, and it's at thetrumpet.com. And you can go through it, and you can read what God says on all of these different subjects and really prove out just the fact that God speaks through his word, that God speaks today if we'll listen and we'll hear him. So please sign up for that course if you haven't done that. And then a fantastic book at thetrumpet.com, also free, is Mystery of the Ages. That was written by the late Herbert W. Armstrong, who God did a mighty work through. And as Mr. Armstrong gave out that book to college students right before he died, you know, he said, look, this will help you understand the Bible. It'll make the Bible more clear to you. The Bible's like a jigsaw puzzle with all these pieces, and you have to put them together in the right way. Mystery of the Ages helps you put the Bible together in the right way. It helps you understand what's in the Bible. And so even if you've read that book in the past, but haven't in a while, get it back out. And if you lost your copy, you can get another one at thetrumpet.com. It's free, and it will help you understand the Bible and help you understand what God says, what his word says, so you can get to know him. And you can speak to him like a friend, and he can speak to you like a friend, face to face, through his word. Well, that's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Thanks for spending some time with me. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.